Yes, thanks, Vanessa. This is the Matty Johns and Cameron Smith Hour on SEN. Matty Johns is here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get 30% off the INC plant protein range. Shop in store or online today. And Cameron Smith here thanks to the Sporting Globe. Catch all the NRL action at the Sporting Globe, your home of footy. Seb Straka, let's go to the St. Jude's.
Oh, yeah. Well, can we go to the golf desk?
Just need a quick golf update. They're in second playoff hole between Will Zalatoris and Sepp Straka, the Austrian. Sepp Straka hit his drive into the water or just on the edge of the water, had to take a drop. So playing third, he's landed at 10 feet from the flag. So he's in a – actually, it's about 6 feet from the flag. It's a great shot. That's fantastic out of the...
Well, that escalated quickly.
Off the drop. And then Zalatoris, Vossi, hit his drive up against a fence. He had to play out into the fairway, so he's playing his third now too. But you'll have to hit a good one to get inside Sepp Straka.
There we go at the golf desk. And the darts desk will be starting up later in the week, and we're pretty excited about that with Brandy's coverage of the darts. Now, we have our Pull Up Your Socks segment in this last half hour. All day socks by Underworks. Pass every test, pick up a pair and test them for yourselves. And I dare say this sort of can mix in with our chat about the Parramatta Eels. Just all over the place, their form, and now beaten 26-0 by the Rabbitohs most recently. I'm going to say Pull Up Your Socks, Parramatta Eels, and you boys can throw in a nomination. But on Parramatta, how could you possibly, they could still finish top four, but how could you possibly say they win the competition? 1 week to the next, they are very hard to follow, Matty.
Oh, mate, incredibly, inconsistent is the word. They're consistent in their inconsistency. When they play a great game, you know the next week a stinker's coming. So it's, impossible to follow. I thought their performance, their second half performance against Manly was outstanding, and I expect a lot more. Everyone did against the Bunnies. Bunnies just played with them. Flip the coin. Tell you what, those two sides, South Sydney and the Roosters, man, they're giving a bit of cheek on the run home.
Cam, is it as simple to put Mitch Moses back in the side and they find themselves again?
No, well, I don't think so. And because of this inconsistency, it's plagued their back half of the season. And it's almost a replica of last year, where they started so well and gave their fans so much hope about this is our year, this is the year we could push for a premiership. But they fall into old habits in the back half of this season, where they just, you just don't know what football team is going to turn up on the weekend. And let's not forget, I think Mitch Moses, I ran into him after the game. I covered that game in Sydney. I ran into him after the match. And he's had surgery on his finger. He's missed the last two games. And I said, mate, are you going to be out next week? But he's pushing to be back in the lineup. But if you think about the game that they played against the Bulldogs earlier in the year, Mitch Moses was there and they were beaten. Mm. Bulldogs beat them convincingly. It was 34-4, I think it was.
Yep. Yeah, it was.
And that's when the Bulldogs sort of, went on their little run of wins. But I just don't know if Mitch Moses makes a difference, Brandy.
It was watching last year. It sort of, like last year they were bundled out second week of the finals, and it was. How do I say this respectfully? Everyone was talking about Parramatta last year, going, "Oh well, they'll make the finals again." Bundled out the first week or two, and that's what happened. And the board extended Brad for another 12 months. Now, that's basically a signal that they believed it was a successful season. And second week of the finals, could be argued, maybe it is. But if you are serious going into a season saying that we believe we can genuinely win this competition, then getting beat second week of the finals isn't a successful season. And you question whether to extend another 12 months on top of a coach's contract. And I just looked at Parramatta last year, and their run into the finals last year, they had one or two okay performances, generally poor. They beat the Knights first week, but they really didn't do that much. Knights were awful, and then the second game where they were bundled out by Penrith, it was actually a strong performance, and they sort of finished there and went, well, that's a good season. We're unlucky, but here we are. We find him. we find Parramatta at the same place again, boys. I just don't know. I just don't know where they are as a club. If they are when they start every year and they say we can win the competition this year, do they really mean it?
But some of the results I felt like it's confusing because they're the only team they've beaten Penrith twice. Now I know they took now the second game they beat Penrith. I know they were playing against 12 men. Cleary was that's when he got his send off. But
they were on fire before that.
That's right, Brandy. But they've beaten Penrith twice and they've beaten Melbourne Storm. So when you can beat those two, they're the two sort of powerhouses of the competition. Yet you can't fire a shot against the lower ranked sides. It's confusing.
All right, for underworks then, do we lock Parramatta in? Just pull up your socks. You've got a better nomination, Cameron, from the weekend.
Yes, I do. It's Manly. Now, they come into the game yesterday up here on the Gold Coast against the Titans. The Titans are running last. And they still had a small chance of playing finals. They did not play like a team that had the opportunity to play finals yesterday.
Yeah, I've got Jimmy on the Gold Coast, who's a Manly fan, said, went to watch Manly yesterday as we live on the Gold Coast. Very disappointing. Obvious from the first 10 minutes, they had very little interest. They did look like they'd packed their jeans, not their footy boots. They were ready for a night out on the Gold Coast. Senior players were ordinary. Fozzer put in a good, strong performance as usual, but what a shame to see them dish up this rubbish, says Jimmy on the Gold Coast. Might pull up your socks. I won't go Manly. I'll go Man United. Eric Ten Hag. Yeah, the Dutchman.
Cameron, you'd love the text we got earlier. We got a text from, it was Hans of Holland texting and said, Brandy, you've been putting the slipper into Ten Hag all morning. Have you ever been to their training? We had a text there saying, from afar, they were having a crack.
I had no answer.
No. Matty, pull up your socks. Underworks nomination?
Ten Hag.
Poor old Eric.
Well, I'll give it to Eric. I tell you, I want to give the Gold Coast a rap. They got what they deserved yesterday because their last performance against the Melbourne Storm was really good. They haven't had a lot of luck in games. And
Matty, they did it without Tino.
Did it without Tino. It was. And once again, and it would be frustrating for Titans fans to watch it. It'd be through grit of teeth. When you watch David Fifita score that try like he did yesterday, you'd be sitting there going, God. Man, like, yeah. He looked every bit the million-dollar player when he scores a try like that.
It was. It's just... Well, that's the greatest play. Like, that's the try of the season, really. You could put that up as try of the season. Like, that is unbelievable. He is playing against men, isn't he, Matty? Just remind us. He is playing against athletes that can lift, deadlift 300,000 kilos. Yeah. And David Fifita beats them all.
Yeah. Well, he went through... them off. He ran through Schuster and Aloye. Now, they're solid men. Like, they're big boys. And then just backed himself from 60 out. Just said, no, well, I don't need anyone else. I'll just go all the way.
So that's the thing, like I don't know Dave at all. I've never spoken to him. I'm really curious just to see. I'd love to have a yarn to him and just know how much he knows about his own game, if that makes sense. Because a lot of the stuff that Dave does, the incredible stuff is, it's just it appears out of nowhere. Like the ball's just bobbling along the ground sometimes. He picks up, just goes bang, beats one, two, three, four, and all. And scores. You would love to just know when he can have a really acute understanding of his own game and how he and what and in turn what playmakers can do for him. I think we'll put it this way: if he goes through his career and he doesn't get that understanding of how to play with playmakers, what a shame and what a waste. Because to get a playmaker to get him one-on-one, just one-on-one, it's just it'd be devastating, unstoppable.
I'm staggered. And you'd think that the investment that the Gold Coast have made with David Fifita, the money they're paying him, that they would have explored everything in his game and in the player's game around him to try and give him the ball in the best possible way. But it just hasn't happened. I don't know why.
It was still one of the moments of the season, fellas. We need to take a break. And then, and by the way, thank you to Underworks, All Day Socks. They were giving some nominations. I think Cameron absolutely hit the nail on the head with Manly. All Day Socks by Underworks. Pass every test, pick up a pair and test them for yourself. But there's still time to fire in a question. The boys on the text are on the open line. This is Monday morning. Cameron Smith for the Sporting Globe. Matty Johns for Chemist Warehouse. Ramp it up in the last bit of the program. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.